The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State visits Michigan on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Mark. Good afternoon. Brian's played in this game before, although it was limited. I think he only had like 10 attempts. How much of an advantage does that give a quarterback heading into this rivalry, whereas for John O'Corn, this is his first time? How much of a mental edge does that provide for Brian?
Well, I think Brian Lewerke as a young quarterback grows every time he gets opportunities to play, period. So he's experiencing a lot of things for the first time. O'Corn has played a lot of football in his career. I thought he played very well this past game against Purdue. I mean, he got things rolling, threw the ball very effectively. But first time down the road, you know, down at Michigan for Brian Lewerke, playing against a great defense. So be challenging, but I think he will be confident and calm under pressure and continue to be a playmaker for us.
If I could follow up real quick, as a former defensive back during your career, as a defensive-minded coach, how do you kind of plan for a guy like John? He can roll out. He's a little bit different type of a quarterback than Wilton State. How do you plan for a guy like John O'Corn who can kind of run and gun a little bit?
Well, I think, first of all, that, you know, that what U of M does, you know, they do it with a lot of different personnel and a lot of different formations, and he operates in a system. I don't think there's any question you always have to play well against a quarterback and pressure a quarterback and contain a quarterback. So we'll have our hands full. But, again, another challenge.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. You know, you've been around this game for more than 10 years now and as Michigan State's coach. And how have you guys used this game as the past the years you won as a springboard in – for the rest of the season? Is it fair to say that?
That's the case. You know, I think it's a measuring stick because it's a rivalry game, but you know, we're 1/4 into the season right now, 1/3 into the season right now. So really this is our 5th game. And so this game traditionally is a little bit later in the season. And usually, you know, in those type of things, it sort of springs you forward in November, I think usually, but, an important game for us. Looking forward to the challenge. Big opportunity to go down, playing in a great venue, ABC TV, all those different things. And we get to find out a little bit more about our team, our young football team, as we go. An emotional game, so football is an emotional game. We need to carry that.
And if I could follow up as well, you know, you've had some success at Michigan Stadium. So what are the things you preach to your team this week? I know Under the Lights is a different wrinkle, but the things you preach to have success in that particular venue?
Well, you got to control the turnover ratio. You got to try and win the turnover margin. I think that's as critical as anything in big football games and really in the game of football overall. So that and play hard and hey, when you make a mistake, forget about it and move forward, but learn from them, but play fast.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Dave Campbell, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Defense had a pretty strong performance against Iowa. I guess just from overall in the big picture, how critical in your mind it has kind of been to get your defense back to kind of being as dominant as it has been during times that you've been at Michigan State?
Well, I think that really, I don't know if you can have great football teams without great defenses. You know, I mean, they sort of go hand in hand. You got to be able to play defense, tackle well, and apply pressure, and you know, all those different things that go along with it. And again, we're still in that phase of seeing who we are right now. So, I'm not counting us into that category yet. I think there's still some things that we need to prove, but we're playing hard, and we're playing with confidence, but. This is a game-to-game thing, so we need to play well come Saturday.
With all the defensive players you have coached that are currently in the NFL, is that something that you think helps you in recruiting and helps even kind of inspire your guys on the current roster?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it helps us in recruiting, and also think it helps us when you understand that the people sitting in those seats before you accomplish great things, and now they have an opportunity to play at the next level. So I think anytime you can make that, you know, relationship, you know, coexist there a little bit, I think it can be a positive for us. But ultimately, the guys here have to make plays, and you know, they're building their own foundations. But I think they can draw a little strength from that, and they can draw a little bit of, hey, we're trying to be like this and emulate some of the things that the others were doing.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, good.
I wanted to ask you about the night game at Michigan Stadium. Do you guys think it'll have any effect on your team playing at night? And do you think this rivalry will amp up a little bit more under the lights than during the day?
I don't know. It's pretty amped up, you know, usually. So I don't know if the under the lights does it. You know, I think playing under the lights, you know, is, you know, we need to play better than we did last time we played under the lights. Let's just put it that way. So, but I think our players are can handle that. You know, this past game also went into the evening. So, remains to be seen, I guess. I think traditionally we'll be playing more night games, it seems like.
If I could follow up, L.J. Scott has been a good force in running back over the years. What do you think – how has he been an impact – in your running game the last few years?
He's made some big plays for us. He's been a durable guy and a consistent player for us. We need to get him going better, and our running backs in general going better at this point in time. But, you know, running the football is so, I think, intricate in a lot of ways. We played against a very good defense really the last two weeks. We'll play against another very good defense this week. You know, we need to get ourselves ready to go. I think he has been a very good player, proven commodity.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck.
Sure.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Bigger, SunRagSports.com.
Hey, Mark, just piggybacking off a couple comments that you just made. You mentioned, you know, still growing, still just trying to find yourself. But, I mean, you did call Iowa a gut-check win. Obviously, Michigan, a big-time opponent for you, always has been. How much can you guys really learn about yourselves, even though it is early in the season? How big are these 2 weeks, I guess, in terms of, you know, team development, learning, identity?
Really, when you play in this conference, every football game that you play is a big game. And you know, there are no easy games. There are no guys that can't coach. Very good coaching. Every game you've got to be emotionally ready to play. This one, I think, is a rivalry game. You've got to be especially sharp. It's down there. It's a first road game, all those different things. But to say this is the end all or the defining moment in our season, I don't think would be accurate to say. I think there's other opportunities and other challenges that are waiting for us that will further define us one way or the other. So, you know, that's the best that I can say. You know, how we handle our success or how we handle our failure really will ultimately determine our outlook.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks.